Hey guys, welcome to the official combo number 3 podcast episode 1. My name is Angelo Charles. To my right we have Angela Palermo.
Hello, and to my right we have Ricky Tron Aguirre. I don't know how to say it.
Aguirre.
It's
Aguirre. Ricky, I don't know how to roll my R's. Ricky Tron. I don't know how to roll them, I'm Hispanic.
You can introduce yourself.
My name is Ricky Aguirre.
Nice, great.
That was beautiful.
Great. So, this is a podcast that we're going to do. We're going to try to do bi-weekly.
If we can, yes. If we can meet up every 2 weeks and get it done.
Yeah, and we talk about anything. We talk about anything we want. There's going to be heated moments. There's going to be debate. There's going to be tribulations. There's going to be laughter. There's going to be joy.
And crying.
Crying as well. And hopefully we'll have guests.
What else? Silence.
And silence. Dead silence a lot of the time as well.
That was beautiful. Yeah. And so us three, combo number 3, we actually worked together for quite a while at the Grauman's Chinese Theater, which is where we all met. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all three of us together, we have a lot to say and a lot to talk about. So we decided, why not podcast it?
That's good. Yeah. That's great. Yeah, that's what we decided to do.
So we've got a couple things to talk about today.
We have some things on the docket. Like, speaking of docket, let's talk about voting. Did you guys vote?
Nope.
Angela?
I didn't have time.
What does that mean? I sent you a link about registering.
I didn't see the link, but I did see everybody's post about voting, but I don't think I should vote if I really don't know what's going on.
Do you feel un-American?
I didn't do my research, and I leave it up to the people who did. So,
I did. But do you think people do the research? They just show up and vote for whichever party.
Well, those are the people who shouldn't be voting.
Agreed.
Right?
It's always during November, right? All the voting is always November.
I think the major stuff is.
Yes. And I didn't even know.
I'll vote for president.
Yeah. I didn't vote for any. This next year. No, 2016, right? 15?
It'll be 16.
Okay.
Yeah, because Rock still has a little bit of time left in office.
He does.
Yeah, so I voted today. I actually volunteered like a loser at the elementary school close to my house.
That's not a loser thing to do. That's very...
Yeah?
That's very good of you. You're a very good citizen.
American.
Well, citizen of America.
I guess, sure. I'm a citizen of the world and the universe as well.
I was thinking of, you know, doing something like that, and I just... I will do it. Eventually.
That's the problem.
And so since me and Ricky didn't vote and you did, let's talk about something different. I'm thinking Halloween, since it just passed, we didn't get to do our podcast for
Halloween. A Halloween podcast would have been great.
It would have been perfect.
What'd you do?
I had to work till like midnight. I didn't dress up, and then I just came home.
Great.
Well,
and I ate some candy.
Good.
That was
what kind
here.
Of candy, though?
The Twix.
The Twix.
The Twix, not just Twix.
What else? Three Musketeers.
Those taste weird to me. I don't like those.
They're good, though.
It's just like a Snickers or a Milky Way, but it's missing stuff.
Yeah, there's no, like...
Let's just take all the ingredients out and put it out on the market.
It's pretty good.
Fuck you, Milky Way.
No.
You better hope no one from Milky Way is listening to this.
Those are good.
They taste disgusting to me.
Oh, you can also swear, right?
We can swear on this, but you have to keep it minimal because children might be listening.
Oh. Angelo?
I don't care about kids.
How was your Halloween, Angelo?
My Halloween was the bomb diggity. Mm-hmm. I watched a movie called Insidious.
Yep.
Creepy as fuck.
Part 3? The new
one? No, the old one. I've never seen the old one.
The first one?
I've never
seen
any of them.
Oh, okay.
It was creepy. I was like, no!
I don't know. I just feel like all of the scary movies nowadays, they've run out of things to do. You know, they're not the same. Like Children of the Corn... Pet Sematary, those were like classics. Pet Sematary is cool. Yeah, and all the stuff out now, it's just like, it's like, what, zombies and,
yeah,
and people coming from the dead.
Serial killers.
What is that now? Sound people, outside your apartment?
There's a lot of dogs. There's just also, to let you guys like, know. A lot stupid-ass movies where it's serial killers. They trap families, so, like, since 2010.
Yeah.
They've done that a lot. Oh, the fucking guy traps a family. It's like, what's the name of that movie? Not Insidious, the other one. The one where you have to be home because they allow killing and stuff.
Purge!
Purge.
Oh, I didn't Hostel. See Purge.
I like The Purge. It had such a low budget, but I like
collector.
The
story. I'll have to see it.
Why do they do that? Like, it's not cool. It's not...
I think The
Because it's the new cool. thing. You gotta get with it.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's over, though. I think you're gonna start watching other stuff.
So, my Halloween, since no one
asked. Yeah, I'm sorry, Angela. How was your Halloween?
I worked. It was actually really busy.
What did you dress up?
I was Cruella de Vil.
So you didn't dress up.
101 Dalmatians?
Well, it would be easy for you since your hair is so big.
What?
Whatever. Anyway, I got up at like 1 o'clock and then I went to... Actually, there's this really cool thing that happens downtown. I don't know where. It's like Broadway. It's like a warehouse party and it's open till like 5 o'clock and they sell drinks till like 5 in the morning, which is... totally illegal.
When was it?
But
just
super
for Halloween?
Cool.
Just for Halloween?
I don't know. I think it happens often. And it would just happen to fall on Halloween. Pretty cool, though.
I want to go to that.
Yeah.
I want to go to a warehouse
and
party.
There's music playing and there's like live people, bands and stuff. Like
live people?
real live people. There's real people there. It was very cool.
Just are illegal, right?
Are they illegal? Hey, yeah. You used to go to raves.
Yeah.
You went to raves?
Ricky? In warehouses?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Maybe it's the same kind of thing.
Like, how many raves?
Illegal ones, like 10. And, you know, like EDC, probably like 2.
Legal?
EDC is like a big event.
That's a big
one. Yeah, I only went to 2 of them. And
those seem crazy.
They're crazy.
I want to go to one. I just want to just, like...
You look like you've been in a rave.
I know,
you would, like...
You would stand out in the crowd because you're so tall.
People come up to you.
Yeah, I'm a
They'd
tall
be
person.
Like, who's that person standing on someone's shoulders?
Nope,
and
just me, guys.
Angelo.
It's not two short people stacked up. It's just one. It's me.
It's just one person wearing flats.
It's just me wearing flats. I call them normal shoes because I'm a guy.
People go barefooted to the raves.
Yeah.
I want to go to a festival, like one of these, like Burning Man.
I
want to
go to Burning Man.
Or like a Coachella type. Mm-hmm. I haven't been. I want to.
Those are crazy.
However, I'll tell you, I did last week go to a Fish concert, and it was crazy. At the Forum with Brad.
Yeah.
Who
worked
at the
Forum.
Forum is
cool. I've been to the Forum.
In Inglewood, California.
Yes.
I thought my pearls were going to get robbed.
Your pearls? You were wearing pearls?
I was wearing pearls to go to a Fish concert. I thought it was the fanciest thing I could do, a pearl necklace. Dun, dun, dun. Not the sexual.
Yeah,
vibe.
I'm sure. Just trying to cover it up. I know what you're
That's
talking
sick.
About.
Anyways, it was cool. I like that there were people on drugs of all types.
Yeah, you're probably one of them. Crazy.
I had a little. I was with a friend named Brad, and Brad knows.
Why don't you just throw Brad under the bus?
But nobody knows his last name.
I know.
Don't say it.
I'm not going to.
Kidding. I hope Brad's listening to this.
Anyways, it was fun. I really enjoyed it. I thought it was going to be like a jam band type of situation, which it is. But it was more intricate than what I thought it was going to be.
Was it full? Was it sold out?
Yeah, it was full.
The Forum is huge.
I didn't even buy a ticket. I had to like go in the parking lot and like search for one.
Oh,
and be
wow.
Like, one ticket.
You were really that.
Yeah, because everyone did it though. And so there was like a whole bunch of people just putting up their finger like, I need a ticket, and people
fishing
were like,
for tickets at the Fish concert.
Ooh, nice.
You that's, fisher.
Well, that's a good ending. That's a good ending for the podcast,
just
I think.
Cut Ricky off. He had a good thing to say.
That's a good ending.
Go ahead, Ricky, real quick, 20 seconds.
How much was the ticket?
That was the big question.
The ticket, oh God. The ticket was $40, even though it should have been like 20, I think.
Wow.
10.
Yeah,
because bash fish.
Because
Well,
that's all we have today. Right. We're unofficial sponsor, Dr. Pepper.
Bye.
Unofficial.
Bye.